Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And today we're going to be tier ranking WWE Raw theme songs. I decided to go with a new format here, Larson, largely because TierMaker does not, TierMaker.com, the website, it doesn't really like afford us the ability to separate our rankings here.
No.
Which is necessary because I feel like we're going to be at, as they say, loggerheads. With some of these.
I'd be unwilling to compromise for my list.
Same.
Is definitive.
As is mine. It's interesting that we two have two definitive lists.
Well, you
here.
Say yours is. Mine actually is.
Mine is actually in concrete, which I think is the toughest material known to man.
Wrong. It's diamond. It's the hardest known to man.
Diamond. All right, so we've got 11. We did too much research into this. We have 11 because there's themes and there's bumpers.
Yeah. And they're different sometimes.
Yeah. So we've got 11 theme songs. I have them all below Larson. It's in the pool of stuff that we're going to be pulling. Yeah. It's like where Larson's mid area and legs would be. Now they're just the names of theme songs. And also, of course, we're not going to play any of the theme songs because of copyright issues.
Yeah, we would say goodbye to Going It Raw if that were to happen.
I thought, well, this would be Friendo Club. I thought of doing like a silly gimmick where we'd play like 2 seconds of it, but I don't really want to do that.
No, that sounds like too much effort. We've done enough research as it is.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and dive into it. Of course, Monday Night Raw kicked off its existence with Raw open music, which is, you know, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the thing. We're not going to play the songs, but we're definitely going to sing some of them.
If we can remember how they go, yeah.
Right, exactly. So we've got Raw open music. Now, Larson, you go first here.
Oh, I go first? So yeah. Is it cheesy? Yes, but in all the best 90 ways possible. They literally try to get everything 90s they could in about, 90 seconds?
And that could be said also for the video that accompanied.
Yeah, I love all of it. It's great. It's got the drum machine hits. It's got the screeching guitar. They even got some saxophone in there.
They do.
There's sirens.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. Wow. I have it in the solid section. On my list, it's number 2 in solid.
Okay.
It's Larson's a solid number 2.
Okay. I'm going to open up on my philosophy here. I'm looking for timeless. If they dropped the theme today, what would I think about it? I'm not one for nostalgia, Larson. You know me. I'm not one for nostalgia. I'm not a sentimentalist. I'm not a romantic. I'm none of those things. I'm cold-blooded. I'm sorry, but if they drop this today, here's another reason why I'm putting this in dirt worst.
Wow.
because here's the thing. If you remember, because I know you did some research on the first episode of Raw as well as I did, and what was the original title going to be for Raw? Something like grimy, gritty, and dirty or something like that.
Something
right?
Like that, yeah. Yeah.
The original concept for Raw in 1995, I think, is what they eventually did in 96, 97.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is none of those things. It doesn't sound raw. It sounds very well produced. It's too much. It's too 90s. It's too cheesy. It's too let's have little kids watch this shit. It's dirt worst immediately.
You love the 90s more than just about anybody I know.
You're right. I am absolutely a sentimentalist, but this is too bad. If they drop this theme today, you can go back and say, oh, but for the time, even for the time it was crap, because not the very next one, but two themes later, they got it exactly correct. This was already 1993 when Raw started. 1993, we were already deep into the grunge era, and they come out with this? It's terrible.
No, it's good. You're wrong.
All right, fine. Let's move on now to I Like It Raw, which...
Dirt worst.
I'm glad we can both agree on that.
You know, here's the thing. They tried something different. They kept the sirens, but, you know, it's kind of like a country tune, a little peppy country tune, you know, by itself. It's fine, but within the context of a wrestling show called Raw, a bit too subdued. At least the Raw open... Is it cheesy? Is it very 90s? Yes, but those drums give it energy. There's energy to it. This song, bereft of energy, dirt worst.
It sounds like a really bad dad band in a garage, a bunch of dudes who have just listened to a lot of Billy Ray Cyrus, which again is like, I don't know, a couple years past when this came out. Mm-hmm. This is terrible. I like it raw. I have no idea why anybody greenlit this, especially. And what's funny about this too, is that this debuted the same week or within the same time span. It was the season premiere for when Nitro went head to head with it.
Oh, wow.
And so this is what they came up with to say. And granted, the actual video intro they had for this, it's like made on film. There's mm-hmm. they've got like, it's like a lot of the shots that they use for the DX stuff later on, cops and helicopters. Yeah. And it looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But like the actual song was just, it's dirt worse. It's terrible. It's by the way,
good. No.
By the way, we forgot to mention in the beginning, given that this is the new tier ranking thing here for us. Of course, S tier is always going to be top tier. Yes. Then we have solid, and then meh,
yeah,
and then dirt worst. So yeah. We've got four different categories.
Not five, yes.
I think not a lot needs to be said about this altogether now. We can both agree it's probably...
Thorn in your side, you mean. Thorn in your eye. Altogether now is the bumper.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, that shouldn't even be there. Altogether now is the bumper for Thorn in your side.
Which is great.
Eye.
That's a great riff, yeah.
Can we both agree that Thorn in Your Eye is prime Raw theme song? Is that top of S tier?
Yeah, that is S tier for me. In my mind, when I think of Raw themes, there's two songs that come to mind, and this is one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my mind, this is the definitive... Definitive.
Yeah.
WWE Raw theme.
Yeah.
And I'm sure part of this nostalgia is when I got really into wrestling during the Attitude Era.
Sure, but absolutely.
Out of that context, it's unique. Mm-hmm. It sounds of the time yet still timeless. It doesn't sound like generic nu metal, no. Which is most of the 2000s, to be honest, for Raw themes.
Yeah.
It really embodies the spirit of the show more so than I think any other theme Raw's ever had.
This shit is metal. This shit is it's awesome. It is really good. If they dropped this today, it would still be S tier. It would still be the greatest Raw theme song of all time. I agree. And the crazy thing about Thorn in Your Eye is that, and this is the one that's like, what you did, the Thorn in Your Eye. Right. The great thing about it too is that it actually sounds like a wrestling TV show intro and not just a song that they adapted to be a wrestling saw a wrestling TV show intro. It sounds like it's introducing us to a wrestling show and not just shoehorning an actual song.
I know.
Into
licensing a tune. Yes, exactly.
Right. So it's definitely S tier for me.
The greatest wrestling show theme song of all time.
I agree with that totally. All right. Next up, this one I know is on a lot of people's S tier across the nation.
Yeah.
So they went from Thorn in Your Eye to Across the Nation. In this together, that one. Refused to drink. So a lot of people would have this in their S tier. I'll go first. I agree with it. For me, this is totally an S tier theme song. They went from Thorn in Your Eye to the second greatest Raw theme song of all time, Across the Nation. Absolutely.
I got this in solid. I know a lot of people really like it. Evidently, you like it. Doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Sure.
But out of respect for its reputation, I put it S tier, just above Raw Open 1993.
I was just going to ask, would it go above or below? Okay, great. Good to know. Why are there many? There we go. Get rid of that. I'm still working on this here, people.
Yeah, we're all learning here, Steve.
We're all learning here, Tony. All right, so let's go ahead and move on. Papa Roach had a Raw theme song called To Be Loved.
Yeah.
And I've listened to this five times today. It's kind of catchy.
The opening riff is pretty good. It is catchy.
It is good. There are two things. Well, there's one thing about this that kind of bugs me is that it does, like, the theme, it sort of peaks or climaxes at the end of the actual Raw intro with the words, I just want to be loved. Which I just don't think is good for a wrestling intro because that's really silly. Where do you put this on your list?
I have it towards the middle of meh tier.
Okay.
As said, it's got a catchy enough riff, but it's starting the trend of just licensing songs from well known bands and artists to use as wrestling themes as opposed to, hey, this is a really cool song maybe no one's heard of. Let's put it on our show.
You know what, man? I couldn't agree more. This is one where we definitely both agree. To Be Loved is going to cross over into both of ours in the squarely in the middle of meh.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't get me hyped up or nothing. It's like, but it's not terrible also. It's not bad.
No, it's not terrible. It's pleasant enough, but yeah, it doesn't really do much either. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Burn It to the Ground.
This is Nickelback, Steve.
Oh, hell yeah, baby. I'm going to go first. I'm going to put this here at the top of solid. Look, I'm on record as hating Nickelback. They're cheesy as fuck. I can't stand them, but I suspect similar to the way that what the next one we're going to talk about is your second definitive Raw theme song. This to me, when I hear this, I get geeked out to watch fucking Monday Night Raw. I love this song. It's at the top of solids for me, man.
I have no such nostalgia for this tune. I can't stand Nickelback. Dirtwurst. Bottom of
Dirtwurst.
Bottom of Dirtwurst.
See, this is the one that you and bottom. I never would have been able to agree on.
Bottom of Dirtwurst.
Under I Like Raw?
You got that right. At least I Like Raw's got a cool video package with it.
I will say this. When I went back and watched this again, it still got me geeked out to watch Raw. But like the video package is kind of cheesy on this one. Like it's got all those still shots of people.
Tune. Bottom Dirtwurst.
All right. Let's keep it going here, man. Next up, we've got Tonight is the Night. Down, Tonight is the Night. That one. Where are you going to put this one, dude?
So this is the other one, the second one. That when I think of Monday Night Raw themes, this is the second one that pops in my head because this is when I really started getting back into watching Raw on a regular basis.
Okay.
This song sticks with me.
All right.
It's all cheesy. Right. Yeah.
Tonight is
It
tonight.
Is cheesy. But it's catchy.
Yeah.
That chorus gets stuck in your head.
It really does. Yeah.
I actually got it top of myth here.
The top of... You're not putting this in... Larson, everything you said just says this is solid.
No, it's top myth.
Top meh
because it's cheesy. If I take my nostalgia out of it,
I like it raw. I'm sorry, Raw open music is super cheesy, and you put
yeah,
that
it's
in
great,
solid.
It's great cheesy.
Oh my gosh! Wow,
great cheesy. It's everything 90s. It's distilled in 90 seconds. I love it.
Top of meh. Is it even whiffing solid?
Well, I mean, it's top meh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm putting it right here.
I feel like top meh is solid -.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've got the Night squarely in solid because of literally everything you just said. It's squarely
wow,
in the middle.
I'm surprised you have it rated higher than I do.
Of solid. You're surprised I have it rated higher than you do?
Yeah.
It's,
I thought
it
this
is,
would be mid for you. Mid.
No, it's super. Well, it's. No, it's it does. It gets me geeked out. I'm cool with the Night. I'm cool with the Night. I'm surprised that I have it rated higher than you, but I was surprised that you rated it meh. If you said this is the second thing, the second song that you equivalated or that you thought
associate,
of Raw
yeah.
and associated Raw with,
yeah,
and
it's
in the meh.
Good song.
Wow. Well, yeah, there's a difference between good songs and good Raw intro songs. One does not have to be the other. By the way, technically, Beautiful People, the Beautiful People, the Marilyn Manson song, was a Raw theme song for like a couple of weeks, I guess. And then they yanked that, moved over to SmackDown years later. So we didn't put that in here because it just lasted a couple of weeks. Next up, Enemies, which was the first of the blocky Raw logo, like the one that was a rectangle.
Yeah.
I'll go first on this one. I'll be honest with you. This is right. This is like right above the Night. I'm going to put this above the Night in solid.
Oh, wow, solid.
I love this theme song. I really, really, really like this theme song. I think it's a great wrestling intro. And I loved this era of Raw when they did the dry. I thought that new logo, I thought it echoed the Attitude Era so wonderfully. And I thought this was a really, really good theme song to kick that off. So I put that above the Night in solid.
I put it just below the Night in meh. It's a decent theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And especially of the more modern ones, I think it's one of the best, along with the Night.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite quality enough for it to be solid.
Wow, okay. All right.
I listened to it a couple times, and I was like, oh, this is catchy. This is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Don't remember it, though.
Yeah.
Don't remember it.
No, I dig that one. All right, so we're coming now into the modern era with first up, legendary.
Meh. Yeah, never really into it. It's not terrible, but it never really got me hyped to watch Raw.
Okay, all right. We have the Knight at the top of meh, so I'm assuming you're not going to mess with that.
No, and then this is bottom of meh, legendary.
Wow, so almost dirt worst.
In my mind, there's a pretty huge chasm between bottom of meh and dirt worst.
Okay. Oh, okay. Not here visually.
No, in my mind.
Okay, in your mind, in your crazy mind. All right, legendary. I put legendary up here in super solid. Legendary is just under burn it to the ground. You know why? Legendary could act. Legendary, I feel, had a chance at getting S tier. Well, maybe not that, but it was just a scotch too like slow. If it was a little higher tempo, this song would be actually killer for a wrestling theme song. Oh, legendary.
It kind of felt a little too on the nose too.
Yeah, I don't have a problem if somebody executes something that like you're penalizing somebody for getting something right, is what you're saying.
Too right.
Fucking love you, man. All right, dude. So next up, we've got Foe Eminem with The Search. Where did I put this one? I think I put this one. Hold on. Where's my stupid thing? I'm pretty sure I put this in meh. Because
yeah, I put it middle of meh, but I will give it credit for years and years of doing like new metal songs.
Uh-huh.
They found something a bit more contemporary, and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
This song didn't feel like it was stuck in 2003.
The problem is it also felt like I wanted to go to sleep when I heard it. And I was like, really? This guy literally, like, you can tell this guy's favorite song growing up was Stan. Like, mm-hmm. this was just a guy trying to be Eminem. This was not very impressive to me. I didn't like it. I can appreciate them steering away from new metal. It's just unfortunately none of the songs that have gone closer to like hip hop or whatever.
Yeah.
None of them have had a sense of urgency. Yeah. I mean, there's been two of them. There's been Greatness and the one that's well, the if one you that's consider now
like,
Greatness.
You know, you consider like the NXT theme that Wale did, which is a good song.
Yeah. Not a lot of sense of urgency there, though. Yeah, no, I agree with that. We'll have to do a tier ranking on the NXT theme.
There's been a lot of NXT
theme. There's been a lot of them. Would you just, out of curiosity, before we get to this last one, because I got The Search like towards bottom of meh.
Oh.
Where would you put the very first NXT theme song? Dun, 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 yeah, dun, yeah, dun, yeah. Dun, that one.
Mm, meh.
Yeah, it's kind of a meh theme.
It's kind of meh. I feel like NXT has gone through a lot of songs and a lot of them are pretty meh.
Some of them are pretty good though, man.
Yeah, some are pretty good. I have The Search between Enemies and To Be Loved.
Where's To Be Loved? Oh, okay. There's Enemies. Okay, wait. Was To Be Loved above Enemies?
No. In order of meh. Of good to more meh, is The Knight, Enemies, The Search, To Be Loved.
Okay. There we go. Okay, I got it. So people can see the visuals here. All right. So Greatness. Feels Like Greatness. That's all I really know from that song. This one I give meh also. It's just, you know, dude, you got to, you're on meh too on that one?
Yeah.
Is that above or below To Be Loved?
It's just below To Be Loved, between To Be Loved and Legendary.
Okay. I agree with that as well. Yeah, dude, this does kind of nothing for me. It doesn't really get me geeked out to watch Raw. Like I'll fast forward through this. So anyways, there's our tier ranking for top Raw themes. You guys in the comments below, tier rank your own Raw themes. Put them in order in which you saw.
I'm probably gonna get some heat for that Raw, but I don't care. It's such a good song.
I think you're gonna get more heat for just how many you put in meh to dirt worst.
I only put two in dirt worst. What are you talking about?
Meh and dirt worst.
Oh, all right.
You have a lot in meh.
Yeah, I know.
And you only have two in solid.
I feel like especially now that there's four as opposed to five tiers, S tier and solid, that's rarefied air. You got to be exceptional to get to that level.
Solid is not rarefied air. Solid is like, solid theme. That's good.
I mean, in my estimation, I have a high bar, Steve.
You have two. You have two tiers that are rarefied air. That's not. Well, you understand? Half of your tiers are rarefied air.
Let me finish. S tier, super rarefied air. Solid, moderate rarefied.
I don't think you know what the word rare means, pal.
I do. I don't know. Scarce.
I mean, it's kind of close.